Comic-Con's 5 days.
Are you kidding me?
Why don't you just tell him you don't want to go?
I can't. It'll break his heart. He's always making an effort to do things with me he doesn't enjoy, like going outside.
He is an indoor cat.
You know, maybe it won't be that bad. Leonard says it's really mainstream now. Comic books aren't just for sad nerds anymore. I mean, it is still a key part of their demographic.
Howie, can you get that?
Kinda busy.
Busy like I'll be with the baby if you go to San Diego?
Hey.
What's with the gloves?
They complete my ensemble. What do you want?
I'm looking to make extra money. Was wondering if you had any chores I could do.
Hang on. Bernie, can I outsource my chores to an Indian guy?
No!
I tried.
Hey, I was thinking, if you want to do a couple's costume, we could paint ourselves green and be Hulk and She-Hulk, or we could paint ourselves blue and go as Nightcrawler and Mystique.
Is there any scenario where we're not in full body paint?
Yeah, if you want us to look like losers.
Hey, are you sure the guys are okay with me coming?
Yeah, of course. Why?
This is just something you usually do together, and if I'm screwing it up, I don't have to go.
Why? Do you not want to go?
Why do you not want me to go?
No, I want you to go.
Okay, good. Because that's what I want, too.
Now we're going as Hulk and She-Hulk. I don't want to take my shirt off at Comic-Con.
If I may speak for Comic-Con, we don't want that either.
Is that nice?
No, but it's honest, and it sounds like you could use a little more honesty in your relationship.
It's more complicated than that.
I'm always honest with Amy. The other day, she said she was self-conscious about the beauty mark on her shoulder. And I said, you know, you can call that a beauty mark all you want. When there's hair growing out of it, that's a mole.
Do you think she's as honest with you?
I should hope so. When she called me an insensitive jerk, I'd like to think she meant it.
There's gotta be other ways you can make a quick buck.
Yeah, you'd think. Oh, maybe I could sell my blood and sperm.
I really should wear a bell around my neck so you guys can hear me coming.
Here, let me help you.
Thank you.
Oh, double stuffed Oreos. I remember when I could afford you.
Oh, there she goes.
Wait, stay. I'll get her.
I appreciate it.
That's fine. She and I can cry together.
He's such a sweetie.
No, I wish there was some way we could help him.
If you could find a girl with a job, all his problems would be over.
Yep, that's working out great for me.
Penny says they're ready to go.
Very well. Prepare for a long night of deceit.
Sheldon, women can wear makeup. It's not lying.
I was talking about Leonard. And if makeup is so truthful, why is it called concealer?
Wait, what's Leonard lying about?
He doesn't really want Penny to go to Comic-Con. He's just doing it to make her happy.
Really? Because she doesn't actually want to go. She's just doing it to make him happy.
So they're both trying to make each other happy, and the end result is they make each other sad? That's hilarious. I can't wait to tell them.
Well, you're not going to tell them anything. You're going to stay out of it.
Why?
Because it's between them.
If you haven't noticed, I've been between them for the last 10 years.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, babe, you want to drive?
Sure, or you can.
No, it's fine. I know you don't like the way I drive.
I don't have a problem with your driving.
Are you listening to this? They deceive each other about everything.
Just so you know, that guy in the parking lot hit me.
He wasn't in a car, but okay.
Just say you want to drive.
I honestly don't.
Amy, do us a favor. Please drive.
Sure, happy to.
If you want to drive, just drive. I don't see why this has to be so complicated.
It's not complicated. Amy's driving, that's it.
That's not it, because you're clearly upset.
You're the one who seems upset.
Why would I be upset?
Because you don't want her to go to Comic-Con.
This is an interesting way to stay out of it.
Wait, you don't want me to go?
Well, I just don't think you're gonna have a good time.
Yeah, well, get this. Neither does Penny. That's why she doesn't want to go. You set him up, I knock him down. Good job.
Why would you say you wanted to go if you didn't?
I just thought it would make you happy.
Okay, hold on. So if you don't want to go and I don't need to bring you, is everything good?
Hold on, I'm trying to decide if I'm mad at you. No, I'm happy. I don't have to go.
Problem solved.
Okay.
Not entirely. The fight over who's going to drive is
still going. Oh my God, stop talking! The place looks great. Did you guys get a maid?
Kinda.
Dinner's almost ready. If you like meatloaf, I'm sure you'll like its cousin, bowl of meat.
Hey, if you're still looking to make money, I will pay you to burn that jacket.
Thank you, but it doesn't look like I'm going to Comic-Con this year.
With as much debt as you have, probably not next year either.
Harry?
Sure. This is for you.
What's this?
It's back pay for all the babysitting and taking care of Hallie you've done.
There's more than enough in there to cover Comic-Con.
I also take care of Hallie.
And you live here for free.
I do, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
This is so generous of you. I don't know what to say.
Now you can come with us.
Yeah, there's room in the bed by Sheldon's feet.
As much as I appreciate this, I can't accept it. Okay, Hallie's my goddaughter. I don't take care of her for money.
I would.
Keep it. Consider it a gift.
Hold on. Is it back pay or is it a gift?
What's the difference?
When the IRS questions us in separate rooms, we need to have our story straight.
It doesn't matter. I'm not keeping this. I'm trying to pay my own way and be responsible. Taking handouts won't help that.
So you're not going to Comic-Con?
I've been plenty of times. If I miss one, it's fine. I'm a big boy.
I'm a big boy. And if I miss one, I throw a big boy tantrum.
You know what? I've gone 12 times. Maybe I'll sit out this year, too.
Really?
Maybe you and I can do something fun that weekend.
Ooh, how about whitewater rafting?
How about we compromise and go on the Small World ride at Disneyland?
You know what? I'm not gonna go either. I'm a father now. I'd rather spend time with my family.
You just don't want to go alone with Sheldon.
I'm gonna go check on dinner.
Sounds like everyone's staying home. What do you say?
Nuts to that, I'm going to Comic-Con.
By yourself?
Not necessarily. I have 4 months to find some new friends.
I'll go with you.
It's very kind of you, Stuart. Check back in with me in July. There's my pretty girlfriend.
I'm not going with you to Comic-Con.
What? Can't a man just be happy to see his woman and pat her on her second most erogenous ball and socket joint?
He can, but it's still not changing my mind.
Well, maybe what's in my pants will change your mind. It's a list of this year's panelists. Long, isn't it?